This is OPB. I'm Casey McGriff. We spend millions each year to reduce wildfire risk in the Pacific Northwest. Much of the focus is on forest thinning projects. They're popular with the timber industry, communities, and politicians. But a growing body of science is showing that these thinning practices are not actually that effective in making us safer. That is, unless you go back in and use fire on the land as well. Yet, as our EarthFix team found, in most cases, that's just not happening. Jess Burns has the story from Central Oregon.
Heavy fire-resistant clothes feel just right on a cool spring morning when you're getting ready to light the forest on fire.
All right, let's gather up, folks.
A couple dozen white and yellow hard hats circle around, focused on Bob Sholin with Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs.
So we're going to burn this thing at 40 to 90% in this unit here. We're going to reduce our 1 hours, we're going to reduce our 10 hours and our 100-hour fuels.
This intentionally set or prescribed fire is on the Deschutes National Forest near Sisters. It's designed to clear out the vegetation on the ground, leaving behind a healthy stand of ponderosa pine.
Any questions, comments?
The crew breaks off and sets to work with drip torches, lighting the burgundy manzanita and golden pine needles on the ground. It catches easily, begins to spread. And all at once, the forest smells like a campfire. Allison Dean is monitoring their progress, making sure the burn is effective for forest health and for when the next wildfire burns through.
It makes it a lot easier for firefighters to come in here and catch it if there's something blowing off the Cascades towards Sisters. So this is part of a big catcher's mitt that they're building.
Last summer, this kind of work was credited with helping crews stave off the Millie fire that threatened Sisters. 600 miles to the east, the Forest Service Lab in Montana is looking at the ability of prescribed burns to lower wildfire risk.
It's a beautiful day outside. Does anybody notice anything wrong with it?
Scientist Mark Finney motions towards the window of a classroom.
There's no prescribed burning going on out there. There's no plumes. This is a great burn day, and we should be taking advantage of it.
Based on the lab's research, Finney has become a prescribed burn evangelist. He says thinning may be necessary in places, but it's not enough by itself. Think of fuel treatments like a creme brulee. It just doesn't work without the fire.
Without fire, you don't have the same kind of benefit. You're not consuming the fuels. You're not removing the fuels that other wildfires depend on.
This has played out in many areas, including the 2015 Canyon Creek fire near John Day, which destroyed 43 homes. There'd been quite a bit of forest thinning around those houses, but it didn't change fire behavior. The conclusion from scientists: there hadn't been nearly enough prescribed burns. On Forest Service land in the Pacific Northwest, we're thinning at more than double the rate we're using prescribed fire. Alex Inna manages fuel treatments for the Deschutes National Forest.
There's a lot more we could be doing. Of course, there's lots of, you know, things that get in the way of that. And some things that are completely out of our control.
Like the weather. About 4 hours into the prescribed burn near Sisters, a storm rolls in.
We are headed your way to the exclusion area.
The crew shifts strategy from setting fire to making sure it stays where it's supposed to be.
Should be getting towards the tail end of this, but obviously winds are still here.
As a rule, you can't burn when it's too hot, dry, wet, or windy. There were fewer than 30 suitable burn days on the Deschutes in the past year. Also, smoke from prescribed fires is an issue, says Inna.
That's the balance, the public health versus the smoke.
And then there's the money. If you're willing to remove some larger trees, thinning can pay for itself in the form of logs for local mills. But money for burning comes out of the federal budget. Forest Service fire researcher Nicole Viant says we're treating less than half the acres we should be annually. So every year that passes,
we're getting deeper and deeper into the hole in a way by not getting what we need to.
And all the while, the risk of wildfire continues to grow. I'm Jess Burns in Sisters.
This story was co-reported with Tony Schick of EarthFix. For more on this story, visit opb.org.